In tonight's other headlines, the Federal Aviation Administration has ordered the grounding of MD-11 cargo planes after this week's deadly crash in Louisville, Kentucky. UPS and FedEx had already voluntarily grounded theirs. A UPS MD-11 crashed Wednesday after taking off, killing all three pilots on board and 11 people on the ground. Investigators said the plane's left engine detached from the wing. MD-11s make up less than 10% of the two cargo airlines' fleets. They are no longer used in scheduled passenger service. A federal judge in Oregon has said President Trump cannot deploy National Guard troops to Portland. The case centered on whether federal intervention is warranted by protests against immigration authorities in Portland, which the president called war-ravaged. In her opinion, Judge Karen Emmerich, a Trump appointee, said there is no evidence that these small-scale protests have significantly impeded the execution of any immigration laws. It's the first definitive ruling against the administration's use of the National Guard to deal with protests. It will likely be appealed. In Gaza, Palestinian health officials say more bodies have been recovered from the rubble, raising the death toll to more than 69,000. Conditions on the ground remain bleak. Those sheltered in tents have to contend with piles of garbage, seeping sewage, and hazardous waste that's been accumulating since the war began.
People here had to live in this place because there is no safe place in Gaza. This place is very, very difficult. It is full of diseases and epidemics because of war remnants. All that is there now are people coexisting with diseases, insects, flies, and mosquitoes.
Early today, Israel turned over the remains of 15 Palestinians in exchange for the body of an Israeli hostage Hamas released yesterday. A blast of cold, dry Arctic air from Canada is sweeping south this weekend and early next week, sending temperatures plunging in the middle and eastern United States. Parts of the Midwest and New England could see the season's first snow accumulation. The chill is expected to extend to the southeast, where overnight lows could dip to freezing. And geologists say one of the world's most active volcanoes may soon begin spewing fountains of lava. A glowing vent, splattering molten lava, and overflows from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island, all signs that the next episode is imminent. The volcano has been active for nearly a year, erupting periodically in hours-long intervals. The last big eruption was in October when lava shot into the air nearly 1,300 feet. That's taller than the Empire State Building. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, struggling rural hospitals compete for billions of dollars in federal funds, and what a viral test on TikTok may reveal about your relationship.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.